Okay, we're on the bottom of Kaf Zayin Amud Beis, last two words. Amar Rabba. Shama Miktas Tkia Babor, Miktas Tkia Alfasabor Yatza. So the first case is the Havamina. We think at this point, we're going to change it later on, but at this point we think that means that a person standing outside the boar, and somebody is blowing, let's say, inside the boar, and the one outside is hearing the beginning of the tkiah, somebody's blowing and singing and blowing a tkiah. Part of the tkiah is being sounded while the person's in the boar, and then the rest of the tkiah is out while he's outside. He continues and he comes out. So the person on the outside is hearing part of the tkiah inside the boar, which is problematic because there's the echo, so he can't hear it properly. And the rest of the tkiah is he can hear clearly the end of the tkiah when the person comes out of the boar. And that's okay, yatsa. However, miktas tkiah kodam she'aleh mud ha'shachar and miktas tkiah lachar she'aleh mud ha'shachar lo yatsa. However, if somebody blew, we'll see Rashi explains it, you're not allowed to hear, you're not yotze if you hear the shofar at night. So before Allah HaShachar, you're not Yotze. The person started the tkiah before Amud HaShachar at night, which was no good. But then he continued the tkiah into after Allah HaShachar, which was fine. So he only heard the second half was good, and the first half wasn't good. And there, lo yatsa. So of course, immediately, we're asked, Amar Le'Abaye, Maishna Hasam. Why over there, by the case of the nighttime, when you did it part at night and part in the day, the be'in and kulet tkiya b'chiyuv v'aleika, that you need the whole tkiya in a good time, and that's why he's not yotzi. So what about the first case? Hachanami, in the case when part of the tkiya in the boar and part of the tkiya out of the boar, same thing, be'in and kulet tkiya b'chiyuv v'aleika. You don't have the whole tkiah, a good whole tkiah. The first part's no good. The first part was in from the boar with the echo. So what's the difference? So that was the kasha Abai asked on Rava. So Rava answered. He says, "Achi ashta." He says, "What are you asking here?" Hasam laila lavzman chiyuvehu klal. There's a big difference over there by the when you're blowing the first part at night. There's no chiyuv at all to blow at night. In other words, it's no tkiyah b'chalal. You're blowing at night, you can't blow at night. So that's no good. So therefore, if you're missing the first part of the tkiyah, therefore it's no good. Lo yatsa. But hacha over here, of hearing part of the tkiyah in the boar and out of the boar, that's a different story. Hacha, boar, is makom chiyuvahu lo san hom dimba boar. That at least, okay, maybe you couldn't at this point hear the beginning when you were outside, but at least the tkiah was in its essence a good tkiah. It was in the daytime, and not only that, the person in the boar, as we learned before, to those standing in the boar, it is a good tkiah for them. And some want to say it's even the guy on the outside of the boar, he could potentially have gone into the boar and heard the tkiah as well. And therefore, falls to the rule of kol haroi lebilein bilam hakeves. Anything that you could potentially do, then if you don't do it, you could be yotzi. So therefore, there is since he himself even could have in potential have gone into the boar and listened to that first part of the key as well. He did, and he was the outside. And therefore, the whole tkiya was for sure a good tkiya. It's a matter of hearing, so that he heard the second part. First part he didn't hear, but it was a part that he could have potentially heard. And therefore, it's fine. That's the difference.
Why don't we say give the cloth if you have a date then?
No, we didn't say that by the boar. That was another question you asked me.
By listening to
no, maybe you, that was that comes in one. Okay. So the Gemara, now the next part of the Gemara will sound familiar to you, hopefully. Okay. I lameimer de sava rabba shama sof tkiya belo tchila tkiya yatsa. Mimele tchila tkiya belo sof tkiya yatsa. Okay, so now the next couple of lines are exactly what we saw earlier. Because now we're going back to what we said before. And that is, if it's coming out now, Lamaisa, he didn't hear the beginning of the tkiah, though. He could have potentially, whatever. But he did not hear the beginning of the tkiah. He only heard the end of the tkiah. But yet Rabba is saying that that's fine. So therefore, we see that if you don't hear the whole tkiah, just in this case, the end and not the beginning, it's fine. And therefore, Mimela, like we saw last time, logic would dictate that the opposite should also be true. If I only heard the beginning and not the end, that should also be okay. Aye, but that's fair. Why? Tashma. It says, Tchataka v'rishona, umashak v'siya kishtayim, ein biyado el achas, amai, tesalek le betarte. So as we saw last time, right, that we're in the second set, in the first set, Malchios Tkia through a Tkia. That second Tkia, he made it longer to count also as the first Tkia of the Zichronos. And the Mishnah tells us, no, that doesn't, it's no good. It only counts as the first Tkia, the Tkia of Malchios. It doesn't count for the first Tkia of Zichronos. But then Gemara asks, why not? If at the end of the Kiyah or the beginning Kiyah is fine, so the first one part, I heard the beginning of it, but then I didn't hear the end of it. Good, so we don't have to hear the end. And then for the second set, I missed the beginning of it, but I heard the end of it, right? So that should also be good. Why is it no good in that case? If according to Rava. So the Gemara answer is because Psuke Tkiyah Samada De Lo Paskinan. Yeah, if you just hear the end of one Tkiyah or a beginning or end, that's fine. But the problem here is that we have to break this Tkiyah into two, right? To count, it's one long Tkiyah that we want to break into two and count for this, count for that we don't do. Similarly, the following from our Mishnah Raya, Hatokeya or Kasha, Hatokeya Latocha Bor, Latocha Dus, or Latocha Pitas. Im kol shofar shama yatsa, im kol avar shama lo yatsa. We saw this before. Also, a person blows inside the bore or the barrel, and so it depends what he hears. If he heard the sound of the echo, it's no good. If he heard the sound of the shofar, it's fine. Agmar asks him, why is he not yotzi if he hears the echo? Lifuk betchila tkiya. Because even when you're blowing where it creates an echo, but you do hear, we saw yesterday, the beginning at least, the beginning of the sound until the echo kicks in and then covers up everything. So you at least heard the beginning, and according to Rabbi, if a beginning or end of the tkiyah is fine, to be yotzi, you heard the beginning, so why shouldn't you be yotzi? Okay, so therefore, we have a kasha that Rabba's din that we said before is difficult. Again, that he heard the first part of the key he didn't hear, because it was messed up from he was standing outside the bore, he heard the echoes and everything, no good. He heard only the end. But how could that be good? We saw from here, you can't just hear the end or beginning of a key, you have to hear the whole thing. So what's going on with Rabba? So therefore Gemara says, Ki kama Rabba bisokeya ve'ola l'nafshe. So we're talking about something else. Not what we thought, that somebody's blowing in the bore and somebody's listening. No. We're talking about the guy himself. That he himself was in the bore, started the tkiyah in the bore, and then he lifted himself up, got outside, then kept going while he's blowing, and now he's outside the bore. So now he's got to both mind, because we said in the bore, whoever you're blowing in the bore, you can hear. The bore's in the bore. Only people outside cannot hear. But when you're in, it's fine. So he was in, and then he came out, and now the shofar's out of the board, not a problem. So he heard everything fine. So Gemara says, Ayachi Maila Memra. If that's the case, what's the Chiddush? Of course it's okay. When he's in the board, it's fine. When he's out the board, it's fine. Everything's good. So what's the Chiddush? Gemara answers, Kazimni the Mapigresha, Veakati Shofar Babor, Vekamra Abrev Kala, Kamash Malan. Because maybe I shouldn't allow such a thing. Because perhaps sometimes he might not come out properly. Now, if he comes out straight with the shofar, then that's fine. But it could be that he comes out, climbs out, head down or something. So therefore, there's at one point his head will be outside of the bore, and the shofar will still be in the bore. Okay, and then there's a problem. As long as the shofar is in the bore and he's outside the bore, that's when you get the echo problems. You won't be able to hear it. Okay, so if he's down and he comes up straight, that's fine. But we're worried that he might come up not straight and head first, the shofar's still in the bore, and at that point he won't hear the sound properly, and therefore I shouldn't allow such a thing. Kamash Malan, they were not choshish for that. Okay, let's see some Rashis. Shamat mitzvah tkiyah b'bor. Kasal kadaita z'havim min ha'chi kamar hayau med hu b'sfasa bor v'chaveiro tokeya b'bor. He's outside, someone's blowing inside. V'yatsa l'chutz b'chetzit tkiyah. And the guy blowing got out in the middle. Vashmein anacha, the mixas namiyos. Say, and then he see from here, the part of the atki is fine. Kodem Amud HaShachar Lo Zimnun. That's not the time. Zmanehu. It's not the time for blowing. Kodem Rinam Sechet Megillah. Kol Yom Kasher Letkias Shofar. V'yalif Taimem Yom Trua Yelachem. Yom V'lo Laila. Day and not night. Hachi Garcina Lememra. The Saba Rabba. The Chishama Inish Sofkia V'lo Tchila Skia Yata. Mimela. The opposite is also true. Taka Barishona Pshuta Shilifnei Trua Samalchios. That was the he blew like the second ski of the first set. Umashach b'shnia, he blew the first ski, and then he in the second ski, mashach, he made it longer. But true shel acharea kishtaim, he did that double. When he's kavin letzeitba, af yadei pshuta shelifnei true as zichrono she'atid alav litkoa tekef lezu. And he wanted to kill two birds with one stone, that one ski to go long and count for the beginning ski of the next set. So im kol shofar shama belo kol avar yatsa. If he hears only the call of the shofar in the pit and not the sound of the he hears the sound of the shofar without the sound of the echo, just the shofar, that's fine. Im kol avar shama im kol hashofar lo yatsa. If he hears it with the call of the shofar together, the mumble jumble of the echo with the shofar, he's not yotze. The Gemara answered that Rava was not talking about like we thought, some guy blowing in and like some guy standing outside listening, but rather, but okay, Avolil and Avshe, the guy himself is blowing and going out of the boar. The Ein Acherimo, nobody's out, nobody's there with them, let's say so. El Tokei Avolil, who by himself, Zildidei Tchilasa Vesofa Vehekshir. Therefore, for him, everything's good. The beginning's Vehekshir and the end is Vehekshir. Why? The Vidchila, who Vashofar Vabor. At the beginning, he and his shofar are in the boar. We said before that Osana Omdim Babor Yatsu. That's fine. And then when he gets goes out, so that was also good. And then we had what's the chiddush? We answer. Okay, new part. Back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, b'shofar shel ola lo yiska. A person shouldn't blow with the shofar from a korban ola. Right? We're going to see in Rashi. Whether the animal's person made this animal into a korban, and then he, while he was still alive, he cut off the shofar and he used it, or even after shechita, but before the dam was sprinkled, as we'll see, significant why this is what we're talking about. Anyways, if you blew with the shofar shel ola, then you should not blow with the shofar shel ola. But b'di'evit v'intaka, if you did b'shogeg, then yatsa, he's yotzi b'di'evit. B'shofar shel shlamim though, also lichatchila lo yiska. But if he did, here lo yatsa. Okay, so now the Gemara asks the obvious question, what's the difference? Why if I blow a shofar ola, b'di'evet am yotze, but shlamim I'm not? My time, what's the reason? Ola bas me'ila hi, v'kevan de malba nafgala l'chuli. But shlamim, d'la b'nei be'ila ninhu, isurahu derachi behu v'lo nafgala l'chuli. So what's the difference? That by the din of me'ila, By Ola, not by Shlamim. Okay, and the din of Me'ila is, the person is not to be Nan Ephraim Kodesh. If he does, he has to bring a Korban Me'ila, and he has to pay the, plus what he was Nana, plus Chomesh. So that's, and another din of Me'ila is, that, and it also applies only to Shogeg, but the din is that once a person is Mal, then that thing that he was Mal with, that he was Nana from, which he was not supposed to do, that thing goes out to Kulin now, after he's Nana. Ah, so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said that's the difference, because there's the by Ola is a din of Me'ila. Me'ila, he was mal with the shofar by using it, but then it goes out to Chulin, and so therefore, fine. So then he's b'di'evet yotzi because he's hearing a Chulin dika shofar, which is good. Whereas Shlamim is a problem because Shlamim there's no din of Me'ila. So in Mele, it never goes out to Mele the whole time. Even b'di'evet afterwards, he's still using a shofar he's not allowed to use, and therefore it's like a mitzvah b'avera. That's the problem with it, right? He's doing an avera, being nana with kodesh, not going out to chulin, and so he's doing an avera while he's doing a mitzvah b'avera, and therefore that's why it's no good. I maskif la Rava, but Rava asked on this. Amos mal, he says, wait a second. At what point is he mal, and then, therefore, the shofar goes out to chuli? Labasar desaka. That's only after he blows. So therefore, kikataka, bisurataka. So We didn't accomplish anything. Why? Because we said Bidiyevit, all is good. Why? Because it goes out to Chulin, so good. So he's basically, it's fine because he's not doing an Avera. The shofar went to Chulin. But he said, but when does it go out to Chulin? He goes out to, it goes Chulin after he's nene from it. So he finishes blowing the shofar, yafet. Now the shofar goes out to Chulin. Very good. But while he was blowing it and being nene from it, it was still be'isser, because it only goes out to, goes out of Kodesh after he finished. So very good. So while he was blowing, why should he be yotze? It's still mitzvah b'avera.
He made it to shofar.
Made it into.
Yeah, you have to drill it and make the hole and cut it off.
Therefore.
That's when he was.
No, that's not called being nene. That's making it up nene when you make it into shofar. Nene when you're nene. It's not mo. It wasn't nene. So the Gemara says, Ella Amarava, Echadze Vechadze Lo Yatza. There's two different ways of learning here. Tosfos learns that El Amarava is, therefore he's arguing with Rav Yehuda. In other words, that I disagree with Rav Yehuda said, that there's a difference between Ola and Shlamim. No, that's not true. But both of them, this one and that one, you're not Yotze. Some learn like that. Other Rishonim learn that he's changing what Rav Yehuda said. He goes, no, therefore, I can't be, that's what Rav Yehuda said. Alan, this is what Rav Yehuda said. You know, he's not arguing with Rav Yehuda, he's clarifying what Rav Yehuda must have said. Okay, but Tosfos learns that, no, he's arguing. El Amarava, I disagree with Rav Yehuda, but rather, Echadze Vechadze, Lo Yatza. You're not Yotze with anything, like we just said. Because Shlami, for sure, it doesn't go out at all to Chulin. And even the Ola, it only goes out after, so while you're blowing, it was still Bis. However, Hadar Amarava, then Rava changed his mind, and he said totally the opposite. Echadze Vechadze Yatza. Why? How could that be? Your Yotzi Dafkan, both of them? Yeah, why? Because Mitzvah's Lav Lehenes Nitnu. Because there's Mitzvah's not given for Hana, and therefore there's no Hana per se by Mitzvah's, and therefore, even though you're not allowed to have Hana from them, but Lamaisa, when you do blow, you're not, and Mitzvah's Lav Lehenes Nitnu. There is no Hana from the shofar, either of them. And therefore, you're not over on having Hana, Mitzvah Ba'avera, having Hana, what you're blowing, there's no Hana, so he's doing a Mitzvah. And therefore, the Ola and the Shlamim, Bidiyavit, both are okay, because your Mitzvah's Lav Lehenes Nitnu. Okay. Fine, let's do some Rashi. Yishel Ola. Vital Shumichayim. So now Rashi explained why we have to say this, that he cut it off while it was alive. The ilu lachar zrika ein me'ila. Lo be'ora v'lo be'karnea. Because we want to obviously discuss Ola, Shlami, Ola, yes me'ila, the Gemara says, and Shlami not me'ila. But in order there to be me'ila, even by Ola, it has to be that it was, like we said, either while it was alive or before zrika. Because the ilu after zrika, after shekling and zrika sadam, then there's no me'ila even with Ola, by the skins and the horns. Shakol l'kohanim, because everything goes to the kohanim. It's chulin already to the kohanim. Kedamrina b'menachah es b'zvachi. Ne'emar lo yeh be'ola, ve'ne'emar lo yeh be'asham, ma'al asham asmosa mutarim. So af ola asmoseha mutarim. Therefore, it's talking about before zrika sadam. Shlamim la b'nei mila ninhu. There's no mila there. The ain me'ila b'kochim kalim, ela b'imurim ulachar zrika, kesher huveru l'chelak avo. Only then is the inyan of by the imurim after zrika. But besides that, not the horns or whatever, there's no mila because it's kochim kali. And we said, then he changed his mind. He said, it's actually bidi evdir, it's fine by the ola, shlami, by everything. Why? Because Mrs. Lavlandis nitlu li Israel, liyose kiyumam lehem hana'a. That it wasn't given so they should have hana'a, the pleasure, like physical pleasure. There's spiritual pleasure for sure, but we're talking about physical pleasure. Ela lo'ol al tzavareyem nitlu, it's a yoke on their necks. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, b'shofar shel avodah zara, lo yiska. Person shouldn't blow using a shofar that was worshipped for the avodah zara, or used for avodah zara. Why? Because it's like disgusting. It's like maus. V'im taka yatsa, but b'di'evit, if you blew, it's fine. Again, now, because we said, because Mrs. Lavlanis nitnu, so I wasn't really getting hana from it. B'shofar shel ir nidachas, a city that most of its inhabitants worship the Avodah Zarah, so the din is that the people are killed and all the possessions have to be burnt. So if I use the shofar before it was burnt, you know, from a city, you're nidachas lo yizka. I'm not allowed to use it because I can't get enough from it. Beim taka lo yatsa. Here I'm not yotz even b'di'evit. My time. Why is it different? We said mitzvahs lav la'edus nitnu. Whatever. What's wrong? Why can't I be yotz at least b'di'evit? More answers, because you're nidachas k'tute michta shiura. Because as we said, the din is that you have to burn all the possessions. If this is a shofar was part of the possession of the Yirni Dachas, it has to be burned. And so therefore it was Omed Lisaref, and Kola Omed Lisaref Kesaref Dami. And therefore we look as if it was already burnt. And the shofar needs a shiur, which we saw before. You have to be able to hold it in your hand, a little bit on each, so showing from each side. Mele, the shofar is something that needs a shiur, and something burnt to a crisp doesn't have a shiur. Mele, that's why it's no good even b'di'evit. Rashi, shofar shel avodah zara, shim shubo avodah zara, used for avodah zara, v'nesar banan, it's asar banan, k'damina meseches avodah zara, avod tovedun, es kolam akomos, v'kelim shenishtam shubahem avodah zara, kasuv medaber, those things used for avodah zara. V'im taka yatsa yoyosi b'di'evit, why the mitzvahs lav la'edus nitnu, like we saw, that's by the avodah zara, but by the yirini dachas, it's no good because k'tute michtat shiure, the halis reifakai, ukasaraf tam, because it has to be burnt, and therefore if it is already, the shofar by shir, and we need a shir for shofar, k'damina le'el. K'desh yechzenu biyado, v'yir le'kanu l'kanu, you see it from both sides. Okay, next case, in the Gemara, Amar Rava, hamudar hanami chavero. Was asked, he can't get hana from his friend, asked to have hana from his friend, himself asked himself from his friend, whatever. Muta liskolo. So his friend that he's not allowed to get hana from is allowed to blow the shofar for him, as long as that's a tkiya shel mitzvah, because again he can't get hana from him. But mitzvah's lav lahenes nitnu, and therefore this is not called hana, and therefore he's allowed to hear the shofar from him, as long as there's for mitzvah. Munar hana mi shofar. Similarly, if a person made a neder not to have hana from a shofar, then again, mutar litkoa bo tkiya shel mitzvah. Once again, you can use the shofar though to blow tkiya shel mitzvah, because that hana is not hana. Mitzvah's lav lahenes nitnu. V'amar Rava, hamudar hana michavero mazela mechatas b'yamos hashgeshamim avalo b'yamos hachama. That if somebody again cannot have hana from his friend is allowed to sprinkle on him the waters from the paraduma to purify him. He's allowed to do so, since it's a mitzvah, therefore he can do it, because mitzvah is lav lahenes nitnu, but only in the rainy season, only in the winter, not in the summer. Why? Because in the summer, besides the hana of the mitzvah, which is not a problem, there's also the physical hana of feeling good in a hot sun, you know, hot summer, having spritzed on you cold water feels good. So you're having a physical hana as well, and that's awesome. Hamuder hana mimayan. He asks himself from having hana from a spring. So tovil bo tefila shel mitzvah, but only again b'yamos hageshamim, aval lo b'yamos hachama. He can go to the mikvah in that spring, but again, it's only because the tefila shel mitzvah and mitzvah lav lahenes nitnu, and that's only again in the winter because he's not getting any hana. Whereas in the summer he's not allowed to. He's getting that physical hana as well, of cooling himself off. Okay, Rashi. Chaveru mazel abiyamos abigashamim shein kan ela hanas kiyum mitzvah. That's the only mitzvah there. The only hana there is the mitzvah. And again, mitzvah lav lahenes nitnu avalo abiyamos hachama. Why the ika nasaguf? Because there he gets in the summer, he gets physical pleasure as well, which is awesome. Okay, back to the Gemara. Shalchu le lavu adishmul. The Chachamim sent a question to Avu adishmul, Shmuel's father. The following. Kfa'o, they said the following din. Kfa'o v'achal matzah yatsa. That if somebody was forced to eat matzah on Leil Seder and he ate it, then he's yotze his mitzvah matzah. So the Gemara clarifies. Kfa'o man, who forced him, okay, to eat the matzah? Ilema kfa'o shade, if you're going to say he was forced by Ruach Ra, that he went like crazy or whatever, and that's what forced him. So how could that be? How could he be yotzi? How about Tanya? We learned in the Brayse said, "Itim chalim, itim shota, kishu chalim, hu kipikech l'chol davar." And kishahut shota, who kishota l'chol dvarav. Right? We learned that if somebody is sometimes mentally stable and sometimes he's not, so when he's at the moments when he's stable, he's fine. It can be yosi mitzis a chiyuv. He's considered normal. But when he's mentally unstable, he's considered a shota. It was pater from all mitzvahs. So if this guy was at this craziness, he was a shade, you know, for it, so he went nuts, and then he ate the matzah at that time. How could he be yotzi? At that point, he didn't have a chiyuv. So when he becomes normal again, he should have to, that night hopefully, he should have to eat the matzah again to be yotzi, because he wasn't yotzi the first time. So how can we say kfo is yotzi? The more answers, Amar Rav Ashi, shekafo parsi. So we're not talking about that he himself went crazy, but rather that the goyim forced him to eat, and therefore comes out that the chiddush is from here that the goy, you know, said put a gun in his head, said eat this matzah on Leil Seder, forced him to eat it, he ate it, so he's yotzi. So the chiddush is basically that this is the sugya we're going to get into now of the mitzvahs tzrichas kavana or not. We see from here the mitzvahs do not need kavana because he didn't have kavana to eat it nor to be yotzi the mitzvah. He just had kavana that he shouldn't get his head blown off. And therefore, that's we see from here, Yatzai, that that's okay, even though you didn't have kavana. Mitzvahs lo tzrichas kavana. Amar Rava, if that's the case, also meris, similarly it should be that atokeya lishir yatsa. So too, if somebody is blowing the shofar, not to be yotzi the mitzvah, but for a song or whatever, then that should be okay, because even though it's not the right kavana, but we said mitzvahs lo is ein tzrichas kavana. So therefore, yotzi. The Gemara says, "Nachanami pshita, haynuhach." What do you? Very good. Just give me another example of when you didn't have kavana, but you're saying Rava said you don't have to kavana for mitzvahs. Of course, it's good. What's the shaila? Gemara says, "No, here it's a chiddush. Why? Because ma udetema. I would have said dafka maybe over there has some by the matzah. Echol matzah marachaman v'ha'achal. The Torah says you have to eat matzah, and he did it." He did exactly what he was supposed to do, and not only that, we'll see in Rashi, he was nehne, right? His goof was nehne from the matzah, and then, so that's fine. Okay, he was missing the kavana for the mitzah per se, but we're saying that's fine, you don't need the kavana. But ahacha, here it's worse. Why? Because zichron truak siv, v'hai misasik be'almahu, kamash malan. So here it's worse, because here, since the guy by the matzah, he was nene, as we'll see in Rashi, that if you're nene, that's not, that even if the person is, so to speak, misaseh, that he's doing it just, nothing to do with the mitzvah at all, but still, since he actually ate the matzah and was nene, therefore he's yotzi. But by the shofar, since he's not eating anything, it's just hearing a sound, so if a guy's just blowing for sheer, I might think it's like some, the guy, you know, I don't know, he sneezed into the shofar and made a sound, whatever, nothing to do at all with the mitzvah. So I might think, you can't be yotzi with that. Kamash Malan, no, that's not called misasek, or it is a type, but that's still fine, you can be yotzi even with that when it comes to shofar. See Rashi. Kafau Parsim. Okay, if we're talking about when the goyim forced them, v'afagav shaloni skavin letzeit yedei chovat matzah. Even though he didn't have in mind to be yotzi the mitzvah matzah, but leil rishon shel Pesach still he's yotzi. Atokei l'shir l'shor l'zamir for a song. Kach shamati mipi Maria zaken. B'yisod shel Mari Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yehuda reisi atokei l'shade, not shir but l'shade, lavriach ruach ra me'alav, to chase away the bad spirits. So pshita, of course, if he's okay l'shir, he already said that you don't need kavana for mitzvah. There's those samaras came. Pshita, that's the case. No, ma'od etema samachol matzah kama rachamana says you have to eat matzah va'ach al niyeh. V'nene v'achilaso. That's the important part. And he's nene from it. Therefore, lav misasek, that's not really called misasek, sharei af le'inyan nechiyuv chatas, amrina misasek b'chalavim v'murayas chayev v'ayshaken nene. That even though normally misasik, you're not chayav for misasik, you're just, you know, doing it totally with no kavanas whatsoever for the thing. Normally you're not chayav, except for chalavim and arayas, because there you're getting physical hana. So you get a physical hana, so then that's your chayav. So to here, you could be yotzi. Whereas over there, I don't have this hana, and therefore, I might think you're not yotzi. Kamash malan says Rashi, dafagav de misaseku yatsay. Even though you are misaseku, you're yatsay. The mitzvah ain't srichas kavana.